Ribald. R-I-B-A-L-D. Humorous in a mildly indecent, coarse, or vulgar way. Here's what three leading American dictionaries have to say about our humorously indecent keyword. The third edition of the American Heritage Dictionary says that ribald implies vulgar, coarse, off-color language or behavior that provokes mirth. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, says that ribald applies to what is amusingly or picturesquely vulgar or irreverent or mildly indecent. And Webster's New World Dictionary, 3rd college edition, says that ribald suggests mild indecency or lewdness, as might bring laughter from those who are not too squeamish, and refers especially to that which deals with sex in a humorously earthy or direct way. Ribald has an appropriately earthy etymology. It comes from an old French noun meaning a lewd or wanton person. This wanton noun comes in turn from an old French verb meaning to be sexually abandoned. And this loose verb is related to an old High German word that meant figuratively to copulate and literally to rub. Although Hamlet's oft-quoted line, "Aye, there's the rub," is not a reference to his ribald fantasies about Ophelia, many of Shakespeare's plays contain ribald jokes and puns whose mildly coarse and indecent sexual overtones have provoked laughter from audiences for more than 400 years. Synonyms of ribald include gross, indelicate, lewd, immodest, sensual, and obscene. Bear in mind, however, that obscene suggests lewdness or indecency that is strongly offensive, whereas ribald applies to coarse vulgarity that is humorous and only mildly indecent. Antonyms of ribald include refined, decent, polite, tasteful, cultured, polished, cultivated, decorous, and urbane. The corresponding noun is ribaldry, which means language or behavior that is humorous in a mildly indecent or vulgar way. Let me conclude this discussion with a pronunciation tip. Some speakers have adopted the indelicate spelling pronunciation, ribald, and certain dictionaries that cater to the gross whims of the vulgar masses now record ribald. I urge you to eschew this unrefined variant, and also to avoid the equally uncultivated ribald. There is no rye, and there is no bald, in ribald. The word should rhyme with scribbled and dribbled. And speaking of rhyme, for your verbal advantage, edification, and delight, I have composed a ribald limerick to help you remember the proper pronunciation of the word. William Shakespeare, whenever he scribbled, used a quill that incessantly dribbled. When his pen leaked a lot, it made Willie quite hot, and he wrote something suitably ribald.